Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. As people continue to emerge from the long pandemic sequester, the people seem to come out, and a lot of things are going on now, and things are starting to roll more in places like Florida and Georgia. My next guest is in Boca Raton. Christopher Ruddy is the CEO of Newsmax. I'm sure you've heard of Newsmax. It's been out there for a number of years, more than 20 years now. Content covers news, politics, health, lifestyle. It reaches 70 million U.S. cable homes, plus the website reaches millions more. Chris, welcome to the program.
Steve, great to be on with you and the No Panic Zone.
Good to have you here. It's nice to know that there are some free states out there. Of course, I live in Michigan with a governor who thinks that she's in charge of all of us in our day-to-day activity. I'm glad to see Governor DeSantis. What a great job he's done. And I just want to mention that because for you in Florida, a lot more air to breathe, a lot more freedom going on right now, I believe.
You know, they've had this thing under control almost from the beginning. They were on top of it. They have good hospitalization rates. There's hardly anyone in the hospitals in the state of Florida. And, you know, there's some people that want to keep the state closed down. It makes no sense. The governor looks at this and says, nobody's in the hospital. The reason we did the lockdowns was not to stop the virus. No one can stop the virus. They did it to stop the hospital crisis.
Right.
And if you don't have a hospital crisis, reopen. Older people or people with pre-existing conditions can stay at home or take extra precautions. The rest of us can wear masks. We're reopened down here in Florida, and the state is doing well. And it's one of the reasons I think Florida is a booming state. And the big states in the Northeast, people are leaving.
Well, it's a free state. You know, Georgia and Florida and Texas and some of the other states that have opened up, the economies are coming back. And like I say, Governor DeSantis doing a great job. Now, for somebody like yourself that owns a media company like Newsmax, this pandemic has been a positive in some ways. And I don't say that lightly or to make light of the pandemic or the people that have died, of course. But, you know, people that are looking for resources, looking for an opportunity to see something new, to check out, you know, conservative conversation, news, politics. But I mean, it's been good for companies like Newsmax because you have a lot more people paying attention, don't you?
Well, I think everybody, there's been a lot of news reports. And Newsmax, we have a website, newsmax.com. Viewership has been all through the roof. Our TV channel, Newsmax TV, our audience is up 20 or 30%. And we're on all the major cable systems right now. I don't know what you get in Michigan, but we're on WOW and Xfinity and DirecTV and Dish and Fios and UVerse and Cox and Spectrum. We're in 70 million cable homes right now, and the viewership, people that wanted something a little different than Fox and CNN, they're checking out Newsmax, and we're really happy about it. And we're not happy about the pandemic, but
no.
We do think we're an important resource. We're giving a lot of it. We have a lot of medical doctors on all day, and I think we've been giving a pretty fair coverage on this that you just don't get on the other networks.
Chris Ruddy with me here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. And so I tip my hat. Obviously, just over 20 years ago, you had this dream, Newsmax. You're an entrepreneur. You took the risk. You put your chips on the table, and you've built something of significance. And one of the things I keep seeing, Chris, and I'm sure you're aware of this, is that I keep seeing news releases. Oh, Newsmax has hired this person, and Newsmax is doing that. And one of those people that was hired along the way in the news press releases I was seeing, Sean Spicer, former press secretary, who I had the opportunity to speak with on a few different occasions, but he's now part of the Newsmax team, isn't he?
Yeah, it's an incredible story. You know, he was one of the most highly rated, in terms of audience levels, press secretary, and he did not. We thought that he would be great for a TV show. He started a few months ago. It has been a hit show. It airs at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Central. On Newsmax TV. It's actually a co-hosted show, him and Lindsay Keith in Washington. And it's been great. And in fact, the president watches it all the time. He likes it so much. Tomorrow, on Wednesday night, tonight, I guess that is.
When right.
That program is. Yeah, that Sean Spicer is going to be interviewing the president of the United States. So if you tune in this evening at 5 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, it re-airs. Sean Spicer and company is going to talk with the President of the United States for a half hour, and he's going to be giving, really, I'm told, some interesting take on the reopens,
well,
on
sure.
the protests and the riots, and what some of his plans are coming into the election with Joe Biden.
Well, I mean, who knows more than about the inner workings than Sean Spicer, a guy that was right there, you know, in a front row seat for a good portion of the early years of the Trump administration. He knows the questions asked. He also knows some of the things that he's been through, be it with General Flynn or the investigation, the FISA courts, all through the Bob Mueller report and that investigation into the things with Ukraine, into the pandemic, into the riots. Now, Sean Spicer has an interesting perspective because he knows the man. And so for the president to sit down and give him a half an hour of time, first of all, it shows the president has a lot of respect for Sean. And second of all, the insight will be, well, I would think terrific for you and for the Newsmax viewers.
Well, Sean's show, Spicer and Company, is really one of the best shows about what's going on in Washington. And he really holds them accountable. He exposes the craziness that's going on there. I mean, we were one of the best shows exposing Nancy Pelosi's stimulus package and the money for the JFK Arts Center and the post office and the mail-in ballots and climate change and all the recklessness. We were really cutting edge. Sean really has great inside people at the White House on Congress. He's been covering this stuff for almost 30 years as a press person in government and the president's press secretary. So the president really respects Sean, and I think it's going to be a great show tonight, and I think people should tune in because there's some things I know they're going to be asked about that I think could be pretty explosive.
Well, Chris, I want to ask you this. Chris Ruddy here, the CEO of Newsmax, and that is the media landscape, if you will. You mentioned Fox News. You've mentioned some other. It's changing all the time, and it's changing because of companies like yours, because the media that you and I knew when we grew up doesn't really exist anymore. You've still got the CBS, the ABC, the NBC, but they're not what they used to be. Plus, you have all of these other offerings. So to set yourself apart and to be unique is important. And with 70 million households in delivery, it sets you up in a position to be, well, an information leader, doesn't it?
Well, Steve, as you know, we've been around for a long time, and we've been super successful online with Newsmax.com, one of the most read and influential conservative media sites in the country. But we started the TV channel because we saw a problem, and the problem was going to be what would happen to Fox News. It was the only center-right, conservative-leaning news channel in the country. All the other channels are liberal. There's 11 cable news channels that give news. We count them. I can name them all, but you know the bigger ones, CNN and MSNBC, Bloomberg, they're all liberal. So if Fox ever were to change, and there's some indications they are changing,
big indications.
We would be in trouble. We would be in trouble. So Newsmax is an added voice. We're not here to attack Fox. We're here to complement it and have another voice that represents American values and American greatness. And we've really caught fire. We have people like Herman Cain and Michelle Malkin and Alan Dershowitz. They're on practically every night. We have some really great political analysts, Dick Morris, Mark Halperin. They're coming on regularly. The president's pollster comes on and gives the latest poll numbers from the president's campaign, John McLaughlin.
Sure.
I think you get a lot of cutting news on Newsmax. And I might add, you know, this is rather remarkable. If you're at your home and you don't get cable, you can still watch Newsmax on all of these apps. You can watch us on YouTube Live. You can download our app, Newsmax TV, from your iPhone or your Android phone and watch us anywhere in the world at any time free with no paywall, no subscription.
Yeah, and that's the landscape I'm talking about in media today. Christopher Ruddy, CEO, Newsmax. It's been here for 22 years now. Congratulations to you and your company, and, of course, for the big interview tonight with the president on Spicer and Company. Let me ask you this, though. As you look at Spicer and Company and you talk about the different changes there and the 11 news outlets on cable that all lean left for the most part, if you could only do something about social media, Chris, we'd really have something then. If we could change that platform, you know, and make sure that conservative voices or voices that differ from the mainstream, you know, herd mentality, that would be nice, too.
Well, thankfully, we have Newsmax, but we have Steve Gruber, too. You know, you play an important role out there in your audience that listens to you and supports you because we're outgunned. The social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, they're all Google, YouTube. They're all liberal. I hate to tell you, they are all opposing Donald Trump. And then you get the 11 liberal cable news networks. They're all opposing Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
We're outgunned. there's, you know, I always believe that we're successful because truth has the power, has a multiple power over lies. And I feel when we give it truth, we're actually getting a bigger echo in the echo chamber. And I think tonight is going to be, you know, CNN would give the president a half hour on national TV, and we will on Newsmax TV tonight.
And as well you should, and it's a terrific opportunity, like we said. Spicer & Company is the program. It's on Newsmax. The president tonight for a half an hour of his time, and you know, the conversation can go anywhere. When he talks for a half an hour and he doesn't have a prompter, man, you can cover all sorts of topics. And having interviewed him a couple of times myself, you really feel like you're having a he focuses in on the interview. He makes you the only person in the world. He has a real conversation with you. I find the president to be tremendously honest in those sorts of candid interviews, and I expect to really hear some interesting things tonight.
You know, I've spoken to the president a couple of times in the past few weeks. He's very optimistic about the economic recovery. He's very upset, I would say, or very unhappy about the media coverage. And they just won't give him a break. I mean, you know, look at what the destruction that's taken into place across this country in these cities. There's a great book out called Blitz by David Horowitz. And David Horowitz in Blitz predicted there would be the Democrats would try to start a race war before the election. That book is just out, and it's like dead on. And the president's trying to help black people. He's not trying to hurt black people.
Well, that's always been true.
You know, there's a lot of people want to use this for political purposes, and I think the president's going to talk about that tonight.
There's no question, and that brings you back to the honesty of the outlet of the media outlets that are available. That's why it's important. That's why your voice is so important, and Newsmax is so important, because I trust the American people to gather information, decipher out the noise and the nonsense, and get to the meat of the subject. And that's important, because when you see the president not characterized by CNN or MSNBC or whomever, and you just see him one-on-one, people like him and get a good impression of him because he genuinely believes in America. And as you say, black America, white America, doesn't matter. He believes in America. He believes in you and I, Chris, and what we do collectively as Americans. And I think that's important. Speaking of that, I'll give you one last question here. As you look down the road, look around the corner to November 3rd of this year, if the economic recovery is there or whatever happens, what are your thoughts on the election for this year?
Well, I think the president will win. I think it's going to be a tough election. The president's approval poll numbers are pretty darn good considering what he's sustained, the attacks. I think it's going to be tough in states like Michigan, but I think there's a lot of states that he has a chance of winning. And the battle is going to be clear to voters when they really look at Joe Biden. And I think there's a lot of Joe Biden. They're going to all become pretty apparent. And Donald Trump has a pretty darn good record. He had the best economy really in 50 years. And I think people are going to say, who do we want to oversee the recovery? We want the guy that built the thing up. And it's going to be Donald Trump.
That's right. And we'll have one of those debates right here. I don't know if Joe Biden can go 90 minutes without, you know, six other people on stage to basically bail him out or to have the time clock go off. One of those debates right down the road here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, coming up in October. At least we still expect that to happen. But, Chris, I greatly appreciate the time. Congratulations on all the success you're having, all the new people you've got coming on board. And, of course, Sean Spicer, great get on your part. And then the president with Sean tonight for a half an hour on Newsmax, Spicer and Company. Tell the folks again where they can find you.
Sure. It's 5 p.m. Central Time, and then it re-airs at 8 p.m. Central Time tonight. Newsmax TV, we're on Xfinity Channel 1115, DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Spectrum, Cox. We're on all the major UVerse, Fios, all the major cable systems. Just check your cable guide for Newsmax. We're in 70 million cable homes. Or download the free app on your iPhone or Android, the Newsmax TV app, and you can watch us for free.
There you go. Chris Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax. Been here for 22 years making a difference in the No Panic Zone. Chris, I greatly appreciate taking the time to be here. Come back anytime. I do appreciate it.
Always great to be on with you, Steve. Keep up the good fight.
There you have it. Fight the good fight. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this. Chris, thank you so much. Did he leave? All right.